Zondervan presents Breaker's Reef by Terry Blackstock, read by Renee Rodman. Chapter 1. Chief Matthew Cade rarely considered another line of work, but the 4:30 a.m. phone call about the dead teenage girl made him long for a job as an accountant or an electrician. Some benign vocation that didn't require him to look into the eyes of grieving parents. He sat on the side of his bed, rubbing his eyes as he clutched the phone to his ear.
"She's from Cape Refuge, Chief."
Myrtle, his night shift dispatcher, sounded shaken.
"That new guy, Scott Crown, just found her floating in a boat on the Tybee side of the river. Looks like a homicide."
Cade braced himself. "Who is it, Myrtle?"
"Didn't give me a name yet. If they know it, they're keeping it off the radio for now. But Chief Grant from Tybee is hot about how Crown handled things, and he wanted you to come to the scene as soon as you can."
"All right, give me the address." Oswald, Kate's cat, jumped onto his lap, purring for attention as Cade fumbled for a pen and jotted the address down. The cat stepped onto the bed and plopped down on the notepad. "So, what is it Crown did?"
"I'm not clear on that, Chief, but he's young. Go easy on him."
He clicked the phone off and thought about the 19-year-old rookie. Crown had joined the force straight out of the academy. He hadn't even been in Cade's department a week. His zeal to be the best cop in the department had led to a few mishaps already, but nothing serious. Cade knew he just needed to give the kid some time to grow into his position. But what had he done to aggravate the neighboring chief?